minibus taxi stops for passengers in a Johannesburg suburb. Usually, this road is an extremely busy route, but few taxis are now available here. Some unionized drivers have joined the strike, while some taxis can't get fuel as petrol sector employees stay away from work. The baby that nanny Maria Mguni is paid to look after cries in a Johannesburg home. Usually, Mguni leaves the city every Friday afternoon to return to her home village hundreds of miles away. But the strike has seriously disrupted her life.
I can't go home because the taxis, you don't have a petrol. It's very bad for me because I'm staying far from Joburg. I can't see my kids, I can't see my children, so it's bad for me, it's very bad.
But Nguni's suffering is about to get worse, as unions continue to battle the government for more money for thousands of petrol pump attendants.
We are saying we are working in all this pump of this petrol. We are working extra hours, but we are still earning peanuts.
At protest gatherings across South Africa, fuel sector workers have urged unions to fight employers for better pay.
We call upon our leaders, be sober, be smart, be brave. You have members behind you. Don't sell us out.
Gas station owner Mike Hutchings fills a customer's car with petrol. He's forced to pump fuel himself as all his workers are on strike.
We had quite a few staff here, and then a number of staff intimidated them and they had to leave. They have to close all the islands, probably for the night shift. There's no ways we can stand here and man the forecourt, just two, three of us for 24 hours.
Can I have petrol for 200 rands, please?
Oh yes, madam. Is all or not everything all right, madam?
But some petrol pump operators refuse to strike. Men like Moses Nklaka, attending to the needs of a motorist at a Johannesburg filling station.
We are not joining a union, that's how we're working. We are not on strike.
But another attendant, Brian Pachla, says a full-blown strike in the fuel sector could happen any time, although there's confusion among workers about this.
Yesterday we were on strike. We just came today. We don't know what's happening, whether this strike is still on or it's still off.
Union spokesman Castro Ngobese maintains it's up to government and employers to avoid disaster, as he puts it.
We are going to spend the next few days to go back to leaders of the union, to go back to members and have a proper discussion about the current offer that's on the table. We're hoping that by the end of the coming weekend, we must find a clearer way forward about what to do with the offer and what to do with the strike.
Most industries rely on petrol to function. Economists say a long fuel strike therefore has the potential to cripple South Africa's economy. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.